ಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವಾರ ಧಾರಿ ಯಶವನಂದನ ಭಜ ಜನ
ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಗೋಪ ಗೋಪಿನಾಥ ಶ್ಯಾಮ ಕುಂದು ರಾಜಕೀ ಗೌಬಾಂಕಿ ಮತ್ತೊಂದು ವೃಂದಾವಂದಾಂಕಿ ಮಾಯಾಪುರ ನಾಮಿ ದಾಂ ಜಗನ್ನಪುರಿ ದಾಂ ಕಿ ನ್ಯೂ ರಾಮನ್ವೇತಿ ದಾಂ ಕೌಶಿ ದೇವಿ ಕಿ ಬಾಕಿ ದೇವಿ ಗಂಗ ಮೈಕಿ ಚಾಮನ ಮೈಕಿ ದೈತ ಭಕ್ತ ಬಿಂದ ಗೋರಿ ಸಮೃತಿ ಗೋರಿ ಸಮೃತಿ ಗೋರಿ ಶಿಗಿರೋಂಗ ಪಮನಂದೇ ಸನಾತನ ಭಕ್ತರಾಗಿ ಗೋಪಾಲ ಭಕ್ತ ದಾಸ ರಘುನ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರಿ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ This is the wrong book right here. Nidam Bhagavatam Nam. We're up to Canto 2, Chapter 6, and this might be a bookmark. No, no such luck. So, 32. Okay. No? What are we up to? 22? No. What? Oh, okay. It's 20. What? I thought it was 32. I don't know why. 32. Ah, that's good because that's the one I was reading there. Purusha Shukta. Okay, I'm looking for it. Sri Jamitan Niyuktoham Haro Harati Tad Basha Deshtam Purusha Rupena Paripati Trishakti Dhrit ಶ್ರೀಜಾಮಿ ತನ್ನಿಯುಕ್ತೋಹ ಹರೋ ಹರಿತಿ ತದ್ವಶಃ ವಿಶ್ವಂ ಪುರುಷ ರೂಪೇಣ ಪರಿಪಾತಿ ತ್ರಿಶಕ್ತಿ ಧೃತ್ Yajami tanyuktoham. Aro hariti tadvasha. Vishvam purusha rupena. Paripati trishakti dhrit. Okay, so a word Sri Jami, do create Tat by his Niyukta appointment Aham I Hara Lord Shiva Harati destroys Chad Vasha under his subordination Vishram. The whole universe, Purusha, the personality of Godhead, Rupena, by his eternal form, Paripati, maintains Sri Shakti Bhik, the controller of three energies. By his will I create, Lord Shiva destroys, and he himself in his eternal form as the personality of Godhead maintains everything. Pashanti Panti Kalayanti Chananjana. He is the powerful controller of these three energies. Purport. The conception of one without a second is clearly confirmed here. Dvitiya Nasti Eka. There's only one and there's no second. The one is Lord Vasudeva Paragati. And only by his different energies and expansions are different manifestations both in material and spiritual worlds maintained. In the material world also, Lord Vasudev Sarvamiti, as stated, Vasudev Sarvamiti, 719, everything is Vasudev only. Samahatma Sudulabha. Prabhupada would say, not Mahatma Gandhi, or... Not rubber stamp Mahatma, but he has to see that Vasudeva is everything. Everything Vasudeva. Only in the Vedic hymns also the same Vasudeva is held to be supreme. It is said in the Vedas, Vasudeva paro brahmana chanyarta sti tattvataha. In fact, there is no greater truth than Vasudeva, and Lord Krishna affirms the same in the Bhagavad Gita 7:7, Mata Parataram Nanyat Kincharasti Dhananjaya Maya Savamidam Protam Supremanigana Iva. There's nothing above me. So the conception of oneness, as overly stressed by the impersonalist, is also accepted by the personalist devotee of the Lord. The difference is that the impersonalist denies the personality in the ultimate issue, whereas the devotee gives more importance to the personality of Godhead. Srimad Bhagavatam explains this truth in the verse under discussion. Lord Vasudeva is one without a second, but because he is all-powerful, he can expand himself as well as display his omnipotencies. The Lord is described here as omnipotent by three energies, in Shakti Drit. So primarily, his three energies are internal, marginal, and external. This external energy is also displayed in the three modes of goodness, passion, and ignorance. Similarly, the internal potency is also displayed in the three spiritual modes, Sambit, Sandin, Sambit, Tvayeka, Sarasankito. And it is said that these three energies, they transform in the material world and they cause misery to the living entity. Kaladini, he comes, which is supposed to be pure pleasure. We try to enjoy in the material world, it inflicts tapatrayanam, tapatra, the three types of miseries. There's also four types of miseries, five types of miseries. There's lots of miseries. The marginal potency, this living entity is also spiritual. Prakritim vidhi me param. But the living entities are never equal to the Lord. The Lord is narasta sangya tashayena radasa. In other words, Prabhupada's referencing Lord Shukadeva's prayer, and we heard this already. So we already heard that, and we're not going to go back and rehash this same old stuff. No, we're kidding. But Shukadeva's prayers that he uttered very ecstatically, so ecstatically that Prabhupada, some of the few recordings we have, Prabhupada is chanting Shukadeva's prayers. Narasta sangyapta sayena radasa. Brahmani Dhamini Rangkrite Namaha. And so Sukadeva's prayers, this particular one that he's referencing, is saying that he's negating everything by his unlimited spiritual opulences. Narasta. How is Brahmati Rang? And he enjoys in the spiritual world. There's no second to him. And we'll finish the purport. Narasta samya pishaya. In other words, no one is greater or equal. So, the living entities, including even such great personalities as Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, are all subordinate to the Lord. Name vidu suragana munya. A verse in the 10th chapter of the Gita, several verses describing. No one knows me because I am the source of all these demigods and all the sages. Name vidu suragana munya. What is the rest of it?
Not Deva.
But anyway, so in all respects, he says, I am the source of them. They can't know me. Tauhi na vajanito mama maya vimohito. They're all bewildered. It's in the verse in the, what is it? The first verse of the nutshell verses, where he says, Aham sarvashya prabhavo. In the purport, Prabhupada quotes several nice slokas describing Brahma, Rudra, Shiva, and Brahma especially. They can never know absolute glories. This is really described nicely by Sanatana Goswami in Vrid Bhagavatamrita, where the Narad Muni was traveling around looking for recipients of Krishna's mercy. When he came to Lord Shiva, first he came to Lord Brahma, and he was praising him, and Lord Brahma said, oh, I'm a rascal, I stole the cows, and I didn't know anything, I don't know anything. Still, I don't know anything about Krishna, I am not the recipient, and he gave so many details why. Proof. Of course, he's Lord Brahma, he can say like that. He offers so many prayers. In Brahma Samhita, he describes himself, Vasvam yatasma sakaleshu nijeshu tejasviyankya patlek. We're reading that. Those persons who are lucky enough to get the Mangalarti, we can hear that, or you could pick up the book any time of the day. And where Brahma Samhita, Lord Brahma is describing how Lord Brahma himself, he's like a real tiny reflection of the glories of Govindam, Adipurusham, Tamaham, Vajami. Like a stone reflecting the sun. Bhashvam refers to the sun, it creates great effulgent. Bhashvam, Yathas, Vasagalesh, Nidhi, Sriyankrit, Kyatpatagat, Apitadvaratra. Brahma Yaisha Jagadam Vidana Karta. He's Vidana Karta. He regulates the universe only by the potency of the small boy, Govinda Madhi Purushantam Hamdagana. So, many times this is said. In fact, Prabhupada is referring to these Sukadeva prayers, the very first prayer, which Prabhupada sings over and over and over. Very, very ecstatic. I've pushed this, if anyone can get a hold of hearing it. But there, Namo Parasmai Purushaya Bhuyase Sarud Bhavasa Stana Naroda Leelaya. Naroda Leelaya. This Leela, Sukadeva describes it as his Srishti Leela, but he actually expands himself as the Brahma, Shiva, and Vishnu. Also, we're reading that, hearing that every day in Brahma Sanhita. Vamangad Srijati. Vishnu expands from the left side and the right side. Well, the middle is Lord Shiva from the Jyoti Rupena, from the third eye. Or somehow or other, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta gives that the third eye is also the effulgence. We can meditate on that for the next 20 million years and figure out that out. The third eye of Lord Shiva at being the effulgence of... Anyway, so this Yaksam Bhutam Apitatagna, Lord Shiva is described also by Lord Brahma, where he says, Kshiranyata Dharivike Sha Vishesha So Yogat Sanjayate, like the yoga expansion. But many amazing things in the Brahma. It's very tight there. When you, I was reading Srila Bhaktisiddhanta's words, I was thinking, whoa, we got to read this again. And we always have to come back to it. He made it in such a way that you always have to come back and read it again to get more out of it, you know, because it's so heavy. And wow, what is he saying here? This is amazing. How is he so articulate? And he knows his expanse of English is quite amazing. How he describes things, the regular tricks. You try to find some of those words in the dictionary, you probably won't find many. All of them, at least. He is the walking encyclopedia. Encyclopedia includes a dictionary. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta is describing all these activities. So Sukadeva Goswami, in his first prayer, Namo Parasmai Purushaya Bhuyase, he's the full person. Namo Parasmai, he's transcendental Parasmai, and he's a Purusha, he's always this person. Namo Parasmai Purushaya Bhuyase, Sat Ub, and then right away in the second line, Sat Ub Bhavastana Niroda Lilaya. Here, the Niroda is also mentioned in this chapter, in winding up. In the winding up, the living entity, Mukti Hitvanyata Rupam Swarupena Vyavastiti. When he goes to sleep and winds up, then the living entities go back in. But if they're liberated, if they become free, those who are, give up this false identity in the material world, they can become attained there also, their swarupena, their original form. And some of the qualifications of Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva are also given by Sukadeva, where he describes them, gata vyalikara de shankaradibi. Gata vyalikara. Vyalikara means pretension. And gata vyalikar, I mean, they have no pretension. So they're not just somebody, but they're such great persons. Still, they consider themselves insignificant. And they also appear with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Advaita Acharya, the manifestation of Sadashiva, Lord Shiva, and Haridas Thakur. They simply want to do service. When Advaita Acharya appears, he's respected. He's more than 50 years older than Mahaprabhu. He simply wants, but he still simply wants to accept him as his guru, as his everything. Yosi sosmi namostu te, e mantra pade. You are everything. Whatever you are. I don't even know. So, yasyantam navadu sura suraganatasmai. In a famous verse, Prabhupada chants it actually in one tape also. Young Brahma, Varunendra, Rudra, Marutas, Tunbunti, the Baistavai, Vedai, Sangha, Pados, Kama, Panishadha, Gantiam, Samaga, Dhyana, Bastita, Tad, Gitena, Manasa, Pasyantim. Anyway, that verse describes the first verse of the last chapter of the Bhagavatam. Who doesn't want to learn that verse? Raise your hand. Who doesn't want to learn it? Ganga said. So, interestingly enough, it's been said before, but if you pay attention, then when Yoko Ono was challenging Prabhupada, that, oh, you only chant Hare Krishna, why are you only chant Hare Krishna? Don't you chant, there's so many things, there's so many Bhagavad Gita's they were saying like that, challenging Prabhupada. So he said, no, there's many things we sing, and he sang of Prahlad's prayers, Nateva Dusvata Gatin Hivishna. Three of them, wonderful verses. Actually, Lord Shiva, he told Narada Muni in Brihad Bhagavatam, he said, why are you should go to Vaikuntha, don't bother with me, I am nobody here. I've done so many offenses to the Lord, don't bother with me. Wait a minute, don't even go to Vaikuntha, you go to Prahlad, he is more elevated. And he's not even part of this material world, you should go to him. So when we read the prayer or the verses of Prahlad or the prayers, then we should think that, oh, wait a minute. Lord Shiva is saying this, that, and Sanatana Goswami is saying that Prahlad is not really part of the material world. He's more elevated. So what Prahlad's instructions that Prabhupada was chanting to this Yoko Ono and John Lennon, he said, Nate Vedu Swatugati, you don't know, those who don't know, they cannot make by any way Matirna Krishna Paratosato. Even if they get help from others or somehow on their own, they will never understand Vishnu. Why grihavatanam? Because they've taken a vow to remain in this material world. Grihavatanam. And, gee, I wonder who he was talking about when he said that. I wonder why Prabhupada picked those verses. Anyway, he especially mentioned this verse in the 12th canto because it says, Gayanti yam samagaha. They sing. He said, even the word song, Veda, we had the word song. That's a hint. But so they're singing Psalm Veda, all the devas and siddhas, and that's what their business is. When Prahlad Maharaj was, when Narasimha appeared, of course, all you read in chapter 8, like that, they all tried to appease the Lord with different prayers. Many entities and siddhas and apsaras, gandharvas, everybody in it. They couldn't. So then Prahlad was pushed in front, come on, he appeared for you, you can chant. When he was a little boy, how could he chant? But he chanted, very first verse was Prema Gadgadaya Vacha. He was in ecstasy, that was his qualification. Prema Gadgadaya, he was choked up in ecstasy. Prema Gadgadaya Vacha, even though he was very fearsome, Prahlad was his very first statement, Brahma Daya Suragana Muneo Chasiddha Satai Katana Vachasam Prabhahai. That now Brahma, headed by Brahma, all these devas, they tried to appease you, and they still, you're not pacified, you're not satisfied. How can I do anything? Brahma Daya Suragana Muneo Chasiddha Satai. And Pravahai, flowing, Vachasam Pravahai, flowing prayers. Only how can demigods, they're so expert in presenting prayers. Still, they could not satisfy. Kim toshta maharita same hare rugruja. Kim toshta. How could I satisfy you? I'm born in a demoniac family. Ugruja te. So many times Prahlad is showing such an exalted person, so Prabhupada mentions that. That he's still so humble. He didn't come out and say, yeah, I am so great. It's funny how you hear Prabhupada say that. When Prabhupada says it has vast potency, how one is thinking. If somebody, if Narasimhadeva appeared, you know, for us, he might get puffed up. Of course, he would never appear just for us anyway, because we don't have the qualification. So what does Prabhupada say there? He quotes Chaitanya Charitamrita, Purushir ki hoite mui seva gishta. If one wants to attain this qualification to, like Prahlad Maharaj, you can close the door there. What? If they want to talk, they have to talk. You close the door. So, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kaviraj Goswami says that one must to have this first qualification that more nam shuni loy. If anyone even hears my name, they will lose all their pious activity. This is the humility of Prahlad, why he excels in these devas, and he can offer prayers more than Brahma or Shiva. Because he's such a humble position. If one hears my name, he loses. And more nam shuni loyje. One takes my name, papa, he becomes sinful. So this is the position. But Sanatana Goswami, when Sanatana Goswami was thinking of suicide because he had all these sores on his body. Oozing, dripping, itching, horrible. I remember Anaka Dundabi, a big, tall British devotee in Mayapur, and for a long time he had these sores on his body in Mayapur, you know, and he was a big guy, 6'7", and had this giant thing, but it would always remind me of Sanatana Goswami. In those days, I don't even think we had the full CC, that's right, no, but still, he had these weeping sores, bleeding and oozing. But he was thinking of committing suicide. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he cited a verse by Rukmini. Rukmini, when she wrote her several shloka letters, the letter, but in the form of shlokas, right? There's about 7 or 8 of them. Yasyangri pankajara jasnapanam bahanta. Vanchant Umapatir. She mentions also Umapati, the husband of Uma, which is Parvati. So she says there, Vanchanti, that means he desires. Who desires? Shiva. Umapati. There's different ways. Sanskrit is so wonderful. There are different names. The husband of Shiva, the wife of Lord Shiva, the husband of Uma. There are different names. So he desires to bathe in the dust of Krishna. Imagine, she had not even met Krishna. She only heard Shrutva Gunam. She heard about his glorious qualities. So in this way, she was fixed on Krishna. And she produced all this amazing prayers, which this Brahmin was either reading or somehow conveying. Vanchanti Umapatir. He desires to bathe in the dust of Krishna, Lord Shiva. So this is the position. Aja Shankaradi B. So we have all these prayers like that. Again, Sugadev says, Niroda Sambhava. Gahita Shakti Trityaya Dehinam. These three Shaktis, or goodness, passion, and ignorance, it is only him. He said he's entering and he's taking the form of Vishnu, Shiva, and Brahma. This is what Sukadeva is saying. Grahita, in his very first prayer, Grahita, he accepts these. Grahita Shakti. And what else does he say? Antarbhavayanu palaksha vartmane. His path is always amazing, impossible to figure out. Antar. And he's within everyone. Antaryami. He's within everyone, and his path is, his ways are inexplicable. You cannot. Even these great devas, they could not satisfy Narasimha Dev with all their prayers. They needed this great devotee, Prahlad. Again, in so many places, Surjat Daftiyati Nasajeti Ismin. How Krishna, he creates, maintains, and destroys this universe, but he's never attached. Prakritya Nasamagama. In the Brahma Sangita, again, this Maya Ramamanasya Navyoga Sayas. He doesn't associate with this material energy, but he expands. Just see how intelligent he expands as in this look, this glance toward the material energy, which is Shambhu. The glance is Shambhu. It's an amazing thing, all these descriptions. And the Karabhajana Muni, he says something in that line. In these prayers, I remember when these prayers were there, quoted in the purport in Bhagavatam. But so in those prayers in the 5th chapter, Karabhajana Muni is describing Mayamagam Dayati Yachita. No, but the first prayer where he describes Shiva Varinchi Nutam Sharanam. Shiva Varinchi Nutam. They're very humble. They pray to you. This is one of the 9 Yogendras in his verse. Vande, therefore he says, Vande Mahapurusha Te Charam. Mahapurusha. Interestingly enough, we see two seemingly different, maybe Pranga Vinda could explain this. totally different explanations for one of the Padma Purana. There's 10 offenses given, right? Shivasya Shivishnur. How does it go? Shivasya Shivishnur. What is it, the 8th offense? 7th? 8th. Shivasya Shivishnur. Yahaguna Namadi Sakalam. Is that the one? So it says there that we used to hear from Prabhupada, the translation was, one shouldn't think that the demigod's name is on the level of Vishnu. That they're the same, that's a great offense. But another interpretation is that Lord Shiva is such a great servitor, Vaishnavanam Yata Shambhu, that his name shouldn't be considered any less than Vishnu's name. So depending on your outlook, you can take it, what ecstasy you're feeling. You can take it. It seems opposite that you take his name. Because it says, Sapasandi Yatadruvam Yashtu Nalayanam Devam. Prabhupada is quoting this verse all over the Shastras. Someone who thinks that the Deva's names are equal to Narayan. Yashtu Nalayanam Devam. Brahma Rudradi Daivita. Samatvenaiva Vik. One who thinks that they're equal. Samatvenaiva Vik. Who sees that equally. Vikcheta. Yapasandi. Pasandi is not a good, it's not good to be a Pasandi. So he's considered a Pasandi. Pasandis go to hell. And not a nice position. So one shouldn't think. And so many prayers that Lord Brahma offered after his stealing of cowherd boys, you know, and specifically mentions Narayan. Are you not my father, Narayan? Narayanastam nahisaravadehinam. Aren't you Narayan? He's looking at this little boy Krishna, but he's so amazed, he's thinking, you must be Narayan. And it was said that he would be equal to Narayan, and Brahma also thinks, but he's Krishna. Krishna is true Bhagavan Swami. He's the source of Narayan. Narayan. Although he's also, Narayan is the source of all these others. Jayate, before, and from Narayan comes Prajapati, or Brahma. When Arjuna was seeing Brahmanamisham Kamalas in the 11th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, he's describing what he's seeing, he's offering his prayers. Amihitam Sura Sangavashanti. Are not yours. Rishim Chisarvamurugam. He's seeing all the devas are incoming and out. Brahmanam Isham. Brahma and Isha means Lord Shiva. Isha means controller like Vasha. So Lord Shiva offers so many prayers. He teaches the Prajapatis. But he's still very much, he's meditating on Sankarshan. He's expanded from Sankarshan. When we read Brahma Samhita, we see that the technicality, the tapa, is explained very nicely. So he's always meditating. When, very interesting, nice story, which is very fun to read all the time, how that Chitra Ketu, when he was flying over in his fantastic airplane, he had all these women with him, and all. He's like, he's a demigod or something. And he's flying around, and he sees Lord Shiva with Parvati on his lap. And all these sages are there. You think, that's kind of funny. But he's Lord Shiva, so of course he can do anything he wants. If anyone else acts like that, they just arrest you, you know. If you act like Lord Shiva, you have all those babas, they try to imitate Lord Shiva. They carry their tridents and whatever. So Chitra Ketu, he kind of was laughing out loud. So Parvati, she heard it. Who was? Yeah, of course. He's Shiva. He has no material desire. But in any case, Chitra Ketu was laughing. So Parvati didn't like it too much. She said, who is this guy? You know. So she cursed him. What did he say, though? He said, Kasapa ko nanugraha. He said a few things, that this material energy is flowing in two directions. Who cares? Who cares for any curse or any benediction? He was completely surrendered. Whatever she cursed me, I don't mind. So after that happened, then Lord Shiva spoke this amazing verse, something like, Drishtrashu Shroni. He says, just see Mahatmyam Britya Brityanam. Nishpihanam Mahatmanam. Lord Shiva was, He wasn't bothered at all by this laughing or anything. He told Parvati, just see how great these Vaishnavas are. These servants of Vishnu. Mahatma, Britya. Britya means a servant. Britya, Brityanam. Nishpihanam. They are great. They are the actual Mahatmas. Because Nishpihanam, they have no material desire. This is coming from Lord Shiva. 12 Mahajan. Lord Shiva is mentioned when? Who's first? Swayambhur Narada Shambhu. Swayambhur Narada Shambhu. Swayambhur is Lord Brahma. He's mentioned first. But then Swayambhur Narada Shambhu, Lord Shiva. He's the topmost Mahajan. So he declares that the Vaishnava, because he is also Vaishnava, but he was very partial toward Chitraketu, because Chitraketu just worshipped Sankarshan, which he himself worships. He's always chanting that, chanting Rama, and thinking of Sankarshan. So Lord Shiva is completely surrendered. Vijayati ham panatapala bhavabdipavukam bande mahapurushate charana. Anyway, he's mentioned there with Lord Brahma. So in that verse that Prabhupada sang to Yoko Ono and John Lennon, specifically mentions in the very beginning, young Brahma Varuna Indra, Brahma Varuna Indra, Rudra, young Varuna Indra, Rudra. They're all worship Krishna. Young Brahma Varuna Indra Rudra Maruta, Marutas. Brahma Varunanda Marut, and then Sarva Upanishad, all the Upanishads are praising, and the Vedas, the Samveda especially, they're singing the glory. So he made the point that all these verses are sung. Gita Upanishad, not meant to be some dry thing, but it's very wonderfully sung by various devotees who know how to sing it properly. And Prabhupada was singing very perfectly also. There used to be a loop tape with Prabhupada singing all the verses like that. And to Yoko Ono, used to play it here, like for months they played the same thing over. Unfortunately, somebody had put some background music to me, you know, like, don't need that. And you're like, why do we need to hear that background music? Prabhupada's already perfect. Young Brahma, Varunandaru Dharmurta. And finally it says, Yasyantam Navadu. The antam, the end, what to speak of the beginning. There's no beginning or end. But still there's no end to the glories of Krishna. Yasyantam Navadu. Nobody knows whether they're devas, whether they're demons. Of course they're demons, they don't know. They want to control Vasha, Isha Vasha. It's already being controlled. That job's already filled. Don't try it. Vasha, the word is given here. So Isha Vasha Midam Sarvam. Your business is only tena tertena bunjita. Whether you worship Shiva, whether you worship. If you just keep to your own nose, Prabhupada said, the scientists, they're sticking their nose in the business of Krishna, trying to control them. Don't stick your nose in there. You won't control anything. You come and go. Insignificant. You come here alone, eka pursuyate, jantor pursuyate, and you leave. Eka janto paliyate. Each person individually is coming and going on his own. He won't be able to do anything after that. Finished. He has to take a new body. Otherwise, he has to worship Krishna. Yasyantam. Still, he will not know the glories, the total glories. Yasyantam navadu sura suragana tasmai deva. So, we get that verse. Well, I don't really know if it's Sukadeva or Suta Goswami. Who said the verse, but either way, see, those persons, they didn't take credit, they didn't want to, no copyright, there's no copyright on the verse, everyone can learn it and speak it. When you read the commentaries of Vishwanath, he quotes another commentary, and that commentary he's quoting someone. Krishna's even quoting, he's quoting Vedaishya Sarva Aham in the Vedanta Sutra. Of course, he's compiler. He says, I am the compiler of the Veda, Vedanta. But still, he's quoting the great sages sometimes. You should worship the great sages. So Krishna is giving directions in every way. Therefore, he's supreme. Anadi mat param bhama nasatanu sadnasa ujjate. I will teach you, you will taste the eternal, Arjuna. Anadi tvam nirganatvat paramatmayamandya. And upadrasht anamantacha, he's a permitter, as this, one of the words in this verse is Sugamitam yukto, appointed, they're appointed. Everyone is appointed by Krishna. You, indirectly, he doesn't have to bother. Vainam kanantam adavinda dalayata. He's busy, it's not really business, but he's playing flute. He's herding the cows. He's not herding. It's not dog abhipalyantam. Prabhupada is very funny. Krishna's herding the calves and cows, but not dog abhipalyantam, not herding dogs. That's funny, a herd of dogs. Vicious dogs. Anyway. So he's simply enjoying Ananda. He's not, I mean, he's expanding here. Grihita Shaktaya, Shaktaya. As Sukadeva has said, okay, any discussions?
Question about Lord Shiva. The original Shiva, the Sarashiva, he is Krishna transformed as yogurt is milk. So he is actually what Vishnu transformed in the Shiva. But there's other Rudras who are like posts.
Yes.
So can you explain just a couple of things about that?
Well, I think in every manifestation of Brahma, then there's the 11 Rudras, Rudra, Brahma, there, Narayana, Rudra, Prajayate, that verse was quoted in the purport in the 9-8, is it?
So 10-8, I mean, there's 10, 11 Rudras.
Yeah, but they're all different posts. Just like, I was reading that, who was it? Vishvamitra would become Brahma in the next term or something. One of those great sages, they take turns, you know, they accrue so many pious activities and then they become Brahma. But Lord Shiva was explaining also to the Prachetas that if one does his Dharma, I forgot that verse, but if he does Dharma for 100 years perfectly, lifetimes, 100 lifetimes perfectly, then he can take the post of Brahma. But Brahma is always like the Jiva. Once in a very, Santa Goswami says, not, you know, very rare that Krishna has to fill in. But Lord Shiva, no Jiva can take that position, the actual Lord Shiva. But the Rudras, I think, maybe the Jivas can take that position. Prime Govinda can certify that.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you. I'm trying to understand Lord Shiva a bit. We talk about him as being the greatest Vaishnava, but it seems like he's not exactly a demigod.
He's Maheshvara. He's the Lord of the demigods. Maha-ishvara. When Maheshvara, that particular term means, Krishna is also called Maheshvara sometimes, right? Suridam sarvabhutanam, Suridam. Mm-hmm. What is that verse? Huh? Sarvaloka Maheshwara, that's it. He's Sarvaloka Maheshwara. But the particular term is also used for Shiva, because he's the Lord of other demigods. Just like Daksha, he's kind of a demigod, right? But he comes in, you know, he thinks, who's this dirty bum married my daughter? I don't know why, you know, he is so offensive. He doesn't realize his glories, so he got reduced to the goat head. You don't want to mess with that, you know, but Lord Shiva's Ashutosh, he's very easily pleased, but he can be offended. But not always, rarely that offended, you know. He also felt very offensive when he was speaking with Narada Muni and saying that, you know, he took care of Bana, he was protecting Bana and Banasura, but luckily Krishna, even though he cut off all his arms, he left forearms and then turned those forearms into spiritual forearms, Vishnu forearms. He was praising Krishna like that. Sometimes, and it gives benedictions like to, or all these demoniac persons like Rikthasura, like Brahma gives benedictions to Ravana, right? Hiranyakashipu, they're real bad. You know, that's why one of the reasons he said, you know, you can't say that I'm a recipient of the mercy. Just see the stupid things I've done.
So we have Vishnu Tattva and Jiva Tattva. Is Lord Shiva his own Tattva?
He is, actually. He's not a Jiva Tattva. But it's kind of inexplicable. But if anybody wants to try to explain it, here, Sukrit is going to explain it.
I got a quick question.
First we'll hear the explanation.
How is it that Lord Shiva is the greatest devotee, right?
And he is.
Whoa, I didn't say that.
It's all in context.
But I'm just saying, and here you're on the Vyasa.
The gopis are a little bit more elevated. And he also is, he says Prahlad and the Yadus and.
You're right. I'm not.
You can read about
you.
It.
I'm just concerned here.
No, but that the example is given if you say he's the greatest, but it's always within context. Like you could say. Such and such airline is the best airline in relation to the other airline, but in relation to a rocket ship.
All right, well, let's just say he's a very good devotee then, okay? Just keep it cool. But I don't want to offend anybody. But then here you're on the Vyasas and saying he's easily offended, right? So you're kind of offending him as the greatest devotee being, like, short-tempered. And if he is short-tempered,
but that
why
doesn't happen that
say
often.
That?
It doesn't happen that often.
Okay, well, I just wouldn't want to get him upset, you know, tell him he has a short temper. You know?
I don't have that many examples of him getting that angry. His devotees get angry. They cursed the Brahmins and Bhrigu. Give him the mic now.
Lord Shiva is in a border where he has a connection directly with Krishna. Also, he has a connection with material nature. No, hold on. So he is influenced by both. You cannot just say, yes, like in our heart, there is no Shiva, it's Krishna. So if somebody is focused on accepting shelter of Shiva, they have to be very careful. Because Shiva is connected with Maya eternally, not temporarily. And he's connected with Krishna also.
Sanatana Goswami does say in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita that he got benediction that he can also liberate persons. And he does that in the form of Advaitacharya.
He can give liberation, but Srila Prabhupada made it very clear in 22 chapter of the Lila 1 purport that Shiva Maya Sangi Guna Sangi Tamugun Avesh Mayatita Gunatita.
Mayatita Gunatita Vishnu Paramesh.
If you look at those purport, Prabhupada says actually Shiva Loka is not spiritual world because there is no devotional service.
But he also Gopeshwar, so he gets to go in the rasa dances.
No, Gopeshwar, that's a Krishna expand as a Shiva form. That's not really Shiva of the marginal.
Where's that explanation?
This in the chapter 6, very clear on Adilila.
It's an Adilila, that explanation?
Yes, that there's a three form of Shiva. One is Sadashiva, which is Vishnu Tattva. Then there is a Shambhu Tattva Shiva, and then Rudra Tattva Shiva. The Shambhu Tattva Shiva is a marginal. And the Rudra Tattva Shiva, any Jiva, living entity, can become also Rudra. It's very clear. Any Jiva can become also Rudra. Of course, he has to be qualified.
Why would you want to do that?
Don't ask me why. I'm not.
They get
planning.
Very angry all
I'm
the time.
I'm not planning for it.
They get very angry, you know. They have the tridents and they turn red and they kick their feet and start really doing some dangerous things.
I was curious to see where those the verses that Rukmini wrote to Krishna. Where
chapter where Rukmini is, you know, what is it, 40? Rukmini's letter with all those shlokas. Most famous one, of course, is Shutva Gunam Bhumana Sundara Shinvatam Te. But another one is Vanchanti Yumapatir.
This is after 50.
After 50.
Yes.
Is it?
Somewhere after 50.
It's in Krishna.
I'll find it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
10th canto, to be exact.
Not Krishna book,
Bhagavatam.
It's also in Krishna book because it's taken from 10th canto. But originally, it's 10th canto. What? Yeah. I was just reading it just, you know, an hour ago, so, but I forgot the exact chapter.
It seems like another reason that, so many reasons that Krishna is supreme, but Krishna, if somebody wants a benediction, no matter what they do, Krishna won't necessarily give it to them because it's not good for them, you know? But
Satyam, Satyam Dishat Artitam Artitam Nirinam. That's the verses, those are prayers in 5, 17, 18.
But demigods, on the other hand, even though
Ami Vigya,
they're asking for something terrible, you know, to want to.
Oh, why do they get it?
They use it to cut, you know, cut.
Because they're in the Leela, they have to do that. It's like if you're in a, you're getting paid and you're in a movie, you do it. You want anything else? Whoever can raise four arms gets the mic. Anyone with four arms? Okay.
Hare Krishna. At that pastime with Lord Shiva running away from Vrikasura?
Vrikasura, right. Means, Vrika means to cut.
Well, he was aptly named, but anyway.
He's cutting head. So that's how you can remember Vrika. Like Kalpa Vrika tree, because it's cut only after a kalpa, but actually it's supposed to be eternal.
Well, I for a while I couldn't figure out why Lord Shiva had to run from this demon.
He's paid. It's a movie. You get paid.
To me, it showed Lord Shiva's mercy. He didn't want to, you know, kill his devotee.
Yeah. Well, didn't he die by his own blowing his own head up? Yeah. He wanted him to do the dirty work himself. Shiva didn't want to do it. That's the answer.
So the demons saw Krishna, but Krishna didn't kill him. He killed himself.
He tolerated it too. He should have, you know, but, you know, it happens. Yeah.
He made advice.
Yeah, you idiot. You know, he's giving these benedictions, but he doesn't know what he's doing nowadays. Just see if it's true. You stupid idiot. He's a little cute boy, though, right? Try it, you'll see. Try it, you'll like it. Try it, you'll like it. All right.